Hello and welcome to another edition of Bob Vila's Home Again. Today we're going to talk about dovetails and how to make them and just the easiest way to get them glued together and put together. Wait, I forgot to unfocus me.
What the hell?
That has been my life the past week and a half. Actually, this is the coffee break, SGR coffee break. Bob Vila will not be joining us today. Carrie, on the other hand, will be joining me. And she's had a pretty good day, so we won't be ending it in like right now.
Well, so far.
Yeah, so far. we have been having weird glitches already this morning.
Well, you should be happy. I mean, Prima announced their cover.
I saw
what
that.
Tales of Zestiria is going to look like. It looks awesome.
It does. It does look like a very... I already started taking notes. I was like, oh, they got the nice little navigation tabs on the side and these chart and the little breakdown of the enemies. That looks really nice. And the collector's edition will also come with another code for the PS4 for their dynamic theme, which they had one for Bloodborne. And that was pretty awesome. So, and this one, I just from their little screenshot that they showed, looked pretty awesome too. So, yeah, totally stoked. That comes out next week.
Is it next week? Oh my god, yeah, the 20th is next week.
Yep. Crazy, right?
Oh, bitch, where did this month go?
I don't even know. I was like, oh, look, it's the end of September. Oh, October's finally here. And now I'm looking at like, holy hell, where did October's half done? It's going to be trick-or-treat time before you know it.
I'm glad we already have our costumes. Well, the kids' costumes anyway.
Oh, yeah, craziness. Crazy how this month has flown by, which also means we're getting closer to November.
Getting close to strategy guide season is what it is, which starts next week with Tales of Zestiria.
Yeah, hopefully
and we then get that soon. Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Halo 5, Fallout 4, Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm forgetting one. Star Wars Battlefront. And then I'm sure Just Cause 3. Oh. And I'm now going into December. And another JRPG that you like. It's on the Wii U. God damn it.
Yeah, it comes out on the...
Xenoblade Chronicles.
There we go.
Xenoblade Chronicles X.
You can tell that we are having a really good day.
I try. You know, it's just, there's so much that comes out. Like, I just kind of realized at work that I probably need to start a running document for, like, Game of the Year nominations because I've forgotten what I've played earlier this year because that's just what happens when you play so much.
I'm lucky. I've been busy enough for the house that I still haven't picked up Disc IF5, and I'm kicking. I'm just like, I really want to play it, but I just don't at this point. I got to get those windows done before it gets even more cold in this house.
Aww. Adulting.
Damn it. The adulting. So, you know what else happens in November is Extra Life.
Yes, Extra Life.
And we've actually gotten some donations. I've sucked it up, started begging people for money, which is getting lost in the constant stream of help this person, help me out, this, do that, here's this. But I have gotten a few donations, so I appreciate everybody. I know that nobody that made those donations listens, but I do appreciate the donations that I've gotten so far. I know that you've gotten some donations, and I saw Jen has gotten, I think we're like, it was 1, 2, and 3. Like, Jen had 1, I had 2, you had 3. And
yeah.
Now it's like 1, 3, and 3, I think.
Is where we're I'm about time. To verify this. Let's see how our team fundraising is doing, because our goal is $1,000. We're at 50%. That's pretty good. So that's $500 for those who can't do math. Let's see, the four team members. Let's see. So I've got 3 donations. You've got 3 donations. Jen's got 2, and Ross is in last place at 0. Because I don't know how much he's really been pushing it either.
Yeah, he pushes it every once in a while. I don't know how much Maybe he's...
But Ross is always that one, like, he's always in last place, and then, like, 2 weeks before, he starts pushing it, and then suddenly he gets all these work. People blow his job, just throw money at him.
All of a sudden, he's like, 600. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Go Ross. Yeah, like, I think that's because last year, you know, when we did the team Evil Cast, I think I was at what I raised like 675 or something like that. And I was set and I was at 675 like weeks before it even started. It was kind of crazy for me. And then, you know, Ross is at the very bottom and he almost overtook me at the end. It was so weird to watch. But and it's not like it's a race, you know, like we're raising money. It's just kind of funny, like how he went from nothing to suddenly he was at 600 something. It was crazy.
Yeah. I think he also got that one donation at the very end at the last morning that forced Blake and Heaven to play
Blake got that. Blake got that. That was from our former combo friend, Jeff Rivera threw in a $5 donation during the stream that just all it said was league, bitch.
That's right. Oh, that was so good. And he gotta give it to Blake. He sucked it up, sat down, played it. He bitched the entire time, but
he had a life coach with him the entire time. Like Ross was right there chirping at him, telling him what to do, which I would have needed that too. I wouldn't have had a clue.
Oh, that was so good.
But but because I have now raised 250. I am officially getting the gaming tattoos on that day, Jen Bozier and I, because she's going to be flying in. So she and I are going to be getting the gaming tattoos together. No, we're not going to stream that. I haven't even asked them, but I don't feel comfortable with that. And not only that, but all I can think is as well, that's going to kill my phone battery. Especially since we're each getting two. So that's going to, and that's probably about, so that's going to be like, what, 3-4 hours? Of time.
Yeah, depends on how big they are, but yeah.
I mean, well, it's going to be like, let's see, about 3 inches on the forearm. So all black. Well, I'm getting mine on the forearm. She's getting one on her other forearm because she has a Skyrim dragon on one forearm. So she's getting the Dead Space marker on her back.
Good place to get it.
I don't know anything about Dead Space, so...
So
we're coming together with our playlists of what we're going to be playing. And I still, you know, I have up that, you know, you donate at least $25 and you put that you're doing this for strategy guide reviews, you will be put in a lottery for a strategy guide of your choice. The same person's won it every year because there's only got one donation with that every year. But, you know, I still offer it. And I'm also throwing in, with every $5 donation, you can tell me what to play. And I've put in a list of games that I have that I will be willing to play. And that includes Destiny. So, which Drew realized today, he was like, oh, I'm so making you play Destiny.
Like, you better patch that shit. There was another patch yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I think the game's already installed. No, it's not. I had to delete it to make room for other stuff because this is where stuff is. Okay.
Drew, you better get that donation in soon because she's got like, you know, a good day of patching.
Maybe I should just go on ahead and do that. Just prepare.
Just brace yourself. That,
although that's going to suck though, because that's probably going to be like anything. What I have to do is prepare the day before, put in every game that I plan on playing that day, just so that all the patches can already be installed. I won't have to like, you know, waste marathon time doing that. But the plan for our play, because if nobody tells me what to play, Jen is going to be on my Xbox One. I will be on the PS4 because she has decided that she is going to start a new game of Dragon Age Inquisition and she will play it from beginning to end. And so I'm going to do, so right now my playlist is Massive Open World Madness. My idea is I'm going to have Dragon Age Inquisition, Witcher 3, Final Fantasy 14, and Far Cry 4. Maybe I'll just play one and go all the way through.
I was gonna say that's a lot of I mean, Final Fantasy 14, if you don't have that installed, yeah.
I do, because I remember I was going to play it once, and it took like an hour and a half for all that stuff, and I never got to play it that day.
Yeah, and then you have to go and do all the Square Enix account stuff.
I already have a Square Enix account.
There you go.
So like I said, I may make Friday be my day that I set everything up, clear off everything on there that I'm not working on, that I'm not going to do for Extra Life, and yeah. Which I'll have to do the same thing for Jen on my Xbox One, probably.
So long as you have all the games she wants to play.
Well, I mean, well, she's bringing her, I mean, her own copy, I think, of, not that it matters, of Dragon Age Inquisition, but she'll be logging in on her own account. And so, but I don't know if that game is still installed on the Xbox, because as I was showing Blake how to upload screenshots on the Xbox One, and we went to my hard drive, and it's at 93% full. I'm already looking into replacement hard drives for the PS4 and for an external for the Xbox One, because I'm so tired of constantly removing stuff.
Yeah, I should probably do the same thing with my PS4. I think I got enough room for one more game, and then it's. But there are games that I don't play. But then it's like I don't want to uninstall that, and then if I do play them again, come back to it, then I got to patch and do all that like garbage.
Yeah, I mean, one game I didn't have a problem with was the Book of Unwritten Tales 2. Like, as soon as I turned in my review, I was like, fuck this game, and I deleted it. I even deleted my save data, because fuck it, that's how much like I want it off. Like, nope, there's my save data, gone, fuck this.
Uh-oh. Wow, fuck this game.
Yeah, fuck this game.
Table flip.
Exactly.
Wow, so you're really going into the time investment games there. Final Fantasy 14, I mean, just getting, you know, like through all the tutorial kind of stuff is going to be...
That'll be my whole 24 hours.
Your 24 hours, man.
I'll do like two quests and...
yeah. I should probably... Actually, my wife and I have both been talking, and then my neighbors last weekend after they were like, come on over tonight and we'll have a fire. And the one guy was like, so...
We'll have a fire.
It's like
we'll burn stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna burn stuff. So we got pretty inebriated, and then his wife went to bed, and then we sat out there for another, I think, 2.5-3 hours, and just talked about World of Warcraft, because he played it pretty heavily at one point. And then I came back and I was like, shit, now I want to play that game again. Just like I should have never talked about it.
Oh well.
Yeah. But, you know,
but you're the type of person, though. You're kind of like my coworker Vince. Like, every now and then you just get into this itch for an MMORPG. And
you realize that it's going to last about 2 weeks. So you pay your $15 so you can play the MMO for your 2 weeks. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, you're like, yeah, this is why I got really bored of this. And then you uninstall it. And a year later, you're like, I want to play that again.
Yeah. Like, Vince, right now, he's gotten back into WildStar.
I didn't even know that game was still running. You know, that was pretty hot gone, for like 2 weeks.
It's gone
weeks.
Free to play because...
Oh, yeah. Well, because they... Let's face it, at this point, MMOs, they basically come out and then they're hot for about 2 weeks, and then they quickly... Everybody goes back to, I mean, let's face it, the MMO they're already playing, which is usually World of Warcraft, or Final Fantasy 14 actually has a pretty good following. Guild Wars, that's a pretty solid one too.
Well, I think everyone... You know, they get to a point. I think it's with any game, like any multiplayer game. Like, and I see the same thing with Star Wars Battlefront. When that comes out, that's going to be super hot and heavy for, I give it a month. And then, you know, then they'll go back to Call of Duty or whatever else that they've already been playing. Because, you know, because there are people that they just do, or they'll go back to Destiny. Because there are just people that they'll just do nothing but the Call of Duty. I have friends, I'm like, that's what they look forward to every year is the new Call of Duty. And that's what they play. Like, something like Titanfall might distract them for a little bit, but then they go right back into Call of Duty.
Yeah. And, I mean, when you start getting into that, I mean, Battlefront is a drastically different play style than what Call of Duty is. And So
it just, you know what I mean, though. I mean, people like they'll get into it. It's like really, really fun, and then stuff fizzles out. It was the same thing like with Gears of War. I mean, for about 2 weeks after the Ultimate Edition came out, I saw pretty much most of my friends list was in playing multiplayer for about 2 weeks straight, and now they're all back to Destiny or whatever they're working on. So, I see that happening. I see that happening even with Call of Duty, that people will go back to Destiny because I have friends that they play Destiny every day.
Yeah.
That is their thing. It's weird because I was talking to Blake and he said he hasn't really been playing it because he's been kind of bored with it because he's gotten kind of maxed out on most of his stuff. So he's like, well, you know, I got other things to do and there's not much going on in Destiny and my boss isn't playing it anymore. So he's like, yeah, I've already gotten to the level cap and I've already done most of the end game stuff and I've gotten the weapons that I want. So now I'm kind of done. So I don't know if they're going to release like another raid, you know? It's, I think it's just like, that's just a thing with MMOs, right? That people, they do all the questing stuff and then they're just like, okay, well.
Well, then you get then you do the raids. The problem with Destiny is that there's really one raid now that everybody wants to do, and that's the new Taken King one. You know, there's three raids, but there's just not, you can only run them so much. But, you know, something like World of Warcraft, I mean, that's got, what, 10, 15 years now of freaking content that people go on. And, you know, you see, it's an MMO. They release new content, everybody flocks back to it. You see sub numbers rise, then everybody kind of gets bored with it and then moves on. So it goes back to dual thirdo.
I mean, apparently, you know, World of Warcraft keeps doing something right because they still have like a crap ton of, you know, monthly subscribers.
Yeah, I think the last number I saw was 9 million subs.
That's a lot of money coming in every month.
Yeah. $15 a pop.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But, I mean, you got to remember, some of those people aren't even playing. They just, they paid for 6 months and they stopped playing. So they're still considered an active sub because, you know, their account is still active. They can still log in. But,
well, okay, but let's say like even just half of those people aren't playing. That's still a lot of people playing an MMO. Like, because I don't even know if Destiny has that kind of numbers now.
Oh, hell no. Destiny doesn't have that kind of numbers. But back to the point. Oh, apparently we need to do an MMO cast at some point.
Maybe after I finally pop that cherry.
Oh, that's right. You haven't played Destiny because that's really considered an MMO.
Yeah, that might. And I don't want that to pop my MMO cherry. I may have to go play some Final Fantasy 14 just to lose my virginity to something else.
Man, yeah. I know that when I started playing Final Fantasy 14, it took me 3 hours to get the screen how I wanted it, get everything customized, and then the bad thing about it is like it doesn't transfer per character. It's not account wide, it's per character. So every time you create a new character,
that's like stupid.
You know, I'm not really feeling the, what the hell did I? Oh, I made a dragoon first, and I was like, it's too much, like freaking running all over the place. So I created a healer, I do believe. Yeah, I made a healer my next class, and then I was like, I got to set this shit all up again. So then you set it all up. The nice thing about that one, though, is that if you do play it, I'll reactivate my account. And we can play together.
Are you on PS4 or PC?
I have both. Okay. But they both work together.
Oh, do they? Oh, okay. I was told that they did not.
From what I understood, they did. Because when I, anyway, because I jumped on with the PC and I was still in the link shell. So, and I still I still had my character. So it wasn't like I was rolling two characters.
Oh, we may actually have, like, you know, our lunch stream since you haven't gotten Gears of War yet.
I have Gears of War.
Oh, why haven't we done that?
I know why, because
I'm fucking busy.
Because adulting, Carrie.
Because I'm busy. You're rebuilding your house or or driving your truck up on top of mountains.
but just so you know, you can... You know, you can use the controller, which is great for just playing. But to type stuff, you can use a Bluetooth keyboard and sync it up with your PS4 and actually use that to type. So that way, when you're trying to chat...
Maybe I need to finally buy that keyboard you brought to my house.
Yeah, it's great, cause especially if you're going to do that, because you don't have to use the stupid PS4 keyboard thing that shows up, because that's like freaking
awful.
all over here and I'm over here. No, I just fire up my.
And I don't have to like use my phone and have it suck up battery and. Nope.
So
yeah,
that's a tip for you on that one. If you do end up doing that, so.
More things to buy. Carrie has no money. I know. Tiny violins. I'm playing them.
Oh, brother.
Man. So what is your plan for Extra Life? Do you have one?
Hang on. Well, usually I do a big smorgasbord of stuff. Like I play some games for about an hour and then I move on and then, or sometimes I play it. Like the first year Unfinished Swan, I think it was. I did that.
And you did The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's right. And everybody was like, how the hell did you do that? And I was like, it was easy.
Well, but you know, back then I didn't realize you were Vlad the Heartless and didn't care.
Just kills everybody. So yeah, I tried doing the whole like tell me a game and I've only ever had one person be like play Contra. It's like, okay, I can do that.
Well, see, but you know, like I guess because Blake and Ross had so much success with that, and maybe that's because of where they work.
Yeah, I think they got a lot of stuff from work.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's where a lot of, because like the Ring Around the Rosie was a thing that we had to do for his what somebody's job.
That was Ross.
And then I know like Blake had a bunch of games that he had to play. One of them was because of Matt. But
he had to play Bionic Commando. That's what he had to do because of that.
And all the cursing.
And two years ago, you guys had to do Ghostbusters because of Matt. And
I might actually reach out to Matt and to ask him if he's got a game recommendation because Blake isn't there, and I kind of feel bad that like you know Matt has always been there for at least Team Evil Cast. He's always been part of it, so.
Yeah, my big thing is I won't buy a game.
Yeah, I will if it's like 15 to 20 bucks, but anything more than that, I won't. But anyway, my plan is usually I try to start off with doing some retro games. So I look at what I have as far as retro games, and then usually I pull up the emulator and just play them on my PC because basically this is where I'm going to be all day. So usually I do a couple retro games. This year I'm thinking of doing Super Mario World. I do know that I've done Super Castlevania 4 every year consistently, so I'm going to do that one again. And maybe some F-Zero this year. So it'll be like a SNES kind of day, morning.
Maybe you and I should fit in maybe a little bit some Mortal Kombat X.
Okay, we could do that.
You can kick my ass because I haven't played in forever, but it'll be fun.
I totally do that. I'd be all about that. You could do that right before you go get your tattoo or something.
Yeah, because we're getting tattoos at 2. So we'll have plenty of time.
So after I do the retro thing, which is usually pretty good because it sucks because it's retro games, and let's face it, some of those are a pain in the ass to do, but it's a good way to start off like with your coffee and you're just kind of like, yeah, I remember playing this. Oh, I feel like a kid again. Kind of gets you my mindset for the rest of the day. And then after that, it just turns into a what the fuck ever. So more than likely, there'll be a good couple hours of Elite Dangerous. There will be some, I'm thinking about trying, I might try to stream City Skylines for like an hour and just be like, here's a new plot of land, build a city, let's see how fast we can go bankrupt.
I can go bankrupt in 5 minutes.
I can't do that soon. but I wanted to, like, my goal was to have a big, like, get a bunch of money up within about a half hour and then just crush my city within the next half hour.
That could be fun.
So I'm thinking about doing that. I will probably do a little bit of Destiny with my brothers. Probably some Gears, probably some Forza Horizon 2. I will probably within the next couple days reactivate my Final Fantasy 14 account because I think I want to get back in that now that we've talked about it. And I've had this MMO hankering for a couple days. So I'll probably do that. And I've been debating that if I can because I can't really, I haven't called my internet provider to be like, hey, look, I'm doing this charity thing. Can I get like 100 extra gigs on my data caps? That way I can stream all day. So I haven't done that. So I'm thinking there'll be a couple small streams, hence the like the 1 hour City Skylines. And then I might try to stream Dragon Age, but I need to see how, because I play everything on a laptop.
I want to watch you play Dragon Age. I may have to like have my other PC set up so I can watch your stream with Dragon Age. That's our thing.
Yeah, that is our thing. And I mean, you got to be there when Vlad makes the decision.
Okay, so we are gonna have to be in contact that day for sure, so we can get all some right. Mortal Kombat X, and then you know, because Jen said she might bring her PS4. She's actually gonna buy. She's looking into getting a games case. She's gonna bring her PS4 because she wants to finish Bloodborne because she never finished it. So maybe when she does that, you and I could play some Gears of War.
Oh yeah.
As well, so that could be fun.
Yeah, I'll be on IM all day. It should be, at least.
Or have your phone so I can text you.
Yeah, I'll have that too. So I am debating on that. I have to actually do a test on that one first because Dragon Age is a beefier game than City Skylines. So because I'm doing everything on one machine. And granted, I know nobody's really going to be watching other than like you and probably Blake or maybe Ross. But
I bet more people will be watching us than you think. Like, I'll be sure to put on the site, you know, your Twitch channel, my Twitch channel.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking I'd do it on Twitch. And I was like, oh, no, I should probably do it on my own. Just that way, if you decide to stream something, you can use it on.
No, I'm going to do it on my own as well. I just think that, you know, maybe 1 year if we're all together again, we could do it on the SGR channel. There's nothing up there. We haven't done anything yet, but sorry, life gets in the way on that. But but yes, yeah, so I think that's kind of the plan, is just to go on my own Twitch channel.
So yeah, I'll be streaming that. I might try to stream some stuff from my PS4 because I'll just use the share button. I can probably buy the camera and just call it a day.
I actually have the camera now, so that's what I'll be using. So I don't wear a headset all day.
So I'm thinking about an hour to 2 hours of Dragon Age, granted that my laptop can handle it. So we'll see how well that works out, but cool. it should be able to. So there'll be that. And then I'm sure there'll just be something like, I just get bored and just go through my Steam library, or I'll just probably some Mega Man too. Actually, I might throw on some Mega Man because it's already on my PS4. So
oh, the Mega Man Legacy Collection or whatever it's called. Yeah.
But I also know that like there's a lot of you got Tales coming out next, I'm guessing next week, because that's when the guy
Tuesday. Yeah.
So you got that. I got Disgaea 5 that I want to play. So I've already budgeted those two games. There was something else that was coming out that I was like, oh yeah, I want to play that too. So we'll see. The most I can say is that it generally starts off retro gaming, and then after that it's just like, unless somebody sends me a request for a game, it just turns into I'm gonna play this until I get bored. Okay, I'm bored, let's play this.
I have a donation I'll give to you for something for you to play.
Oh.
Because the series finale of Life is Strange will be out next week.
Oh yeah.
So you need to play Life is Strange.
I can do that. I can do a full start to finish run on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I can't wait to hear how evil you are in that too.
Maybe I can stream that too. It's right on the PS4. So, I mean, with me, you're just going to get Chris is bored of this game, let's move on to this game. And usually by about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, when all I'm doing is like drinking a cup of coffee, playing for about 2 minutes and going to get another drink of coffee, and playing for another 2 minutes and going to get another drink of coffee, that's when shit really just gets odd, because I get so bored of games really quickly when I'm that damn tired. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I'll play this now. So right around about that time, brace yourselves for complete randomness. But
yeah, I may start off my day playing Diablo 3 just to get that off when I'm awake, because I know not to play that when I'm tired, because I have that thing so memorized.
We were so tired last year when we did that, but we made it. We did it. We played that
hardcore,
game.
Hardcore, and I nodded off playing hardcore, but it was because I was still pressing X. I survived.
So what time are you thinking of starting?
We haven't talked about it, but I'm thinking like 8, because all I could think of is like, yes, we're slow getting up in the morning, so 9 would be better, but then I have to think about, we have to play till 9, and that's, when the sun comes up, all you want to do is stop and go to bed.
Yeah.
I remember that last year, and I remember also last year, I had to stand up to stay awake, and I was still nodding off, because I can't have caffeine, which just fucking sucks, and then I was like, so rude. When like the 8 o'clock alarm went off, I turned to Blake and I said, is anyone using this table? He goes, no, it's my table. I was like, bye. And I just ran upstairs and went to bed. I didn't say goodbye to Ross. I didn't say goodbye to you.
Yeah, but I had to come back and get you. So.
I know. I really felt like, I think I sent Ross an apology text. Like, I am so sorry. I was just so like, because I was the only person, because you guys, at least you guys had like your Red Bulls and your Monster drinks and what and coffee and stuff, but I'm not allowed to have any of that, so it was a struggle.
What was it? So Janelle always, the last 2 years, Janelle was always like, here's the coffee maker. And it's like, okay. So I showed up with, last year I showed up with Diet Dr. Pepper, and Ross showed up with like
Mountain Dew.
Or Diet Mountain Dew, one of the two. He showed up, Mountain Dew of some sort, and Blake was like, ha ha ha, Mountain Dew. And then at what was like 1 o'clock in the morning, he's like, hey, Ross, can I have one of your Mountain Dews? It's like, oh, this is the best thing ever. It was just like, oh, poor boy.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to do is just drink sugar, because I can't have the caffeine, but if I have the sugar, that might help.
You could just get sugar cubes like you would use for tea and just pop sugar cubes.
Sugar, and like try to eat like light protein, like not like a steak, but you know. You know, just some, like, I don't know, like some beef jerky, you just like have a strip just to keep that protein, just to try to do stuff that way to stay awake. But also, I probably shouldn't have eaten so much of that beer bread and cheese.
Oh,
because that stuff was delicious, and it was a rock in my stomach, and I know that's what made me so tired. I had a Dragon Age hissy fit too. Fuck this game. God damn it. This sucks. Texting Drew. Ah, I suck at this. And he's like, oh no. Because he's so tired too. He's like, it's okay, Carrie. You can do it. And then I talked to somebody like, well, what time are you trying to do that? 3 a.m. Like, oh, well.
There's your problem.
Don't do that. But like, I was talking to Chandler Wood, who's a writer at PlayStation Lifestyle. And he said he was going to play for his extra life. He did Shadow of Mordor.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't played Shadow of Mordor, that's probably the one game that punishes you for dying more than any other game I've ever been around. Because when you die, the orcs change their hierarchy. And so if you took out any orc chieftains, when you die, more chieftains take their place and others get more powerful. And then your nemesis that you killed will come back to life because you didn't really kill him. So, and he said that at 3 o'clock in the morning, he had died 5 times and got the 5 chieftains were now there and they'd all leveled up to the max. And he was basically walking across a road and his nemesis would come and kill him. And he's like, yeah, I had to start my entire game over because he had messed up. Because you can't die that many times.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I admit, like when I've played Shadow Mordor, when I was reviewing it, I got down, like I took care of 3, because your first step is to get rid of 5 chieftains. I took down 3 of them and then I died. I reloaded a save because I was watching all the cross things happening and who was leveling up and who's getting more powerful and who came in. I was like, oh, fuck that. Nope. Starting over. Yeah.
Nope, fuck out of it. Oh, that's another one. That actually has like a Game of the Year edition out now. So I was thinking
Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about it. That's the other one is Mad Max. That's the other one that I want to throw on my list.
I would love to dedicate my entire day to Mad Max just to get through that whole thing, but I just have so much other stuff. But Mad Max is one of those that I can play in short bursts, whereas I know like Dragon Age Inquisition and The Witcher, it's really hard to because the games are so huge.
Yeah.
So if you want, don't go buy the Game of the Year edition. I'll mail you my copy of Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
Because I'm in no hurry to get back to it. I probably won't ever get back to it. And I still haven't mailed your stuff yet. Because I just realized that Lego Dimensions doesn't fit in a flat rate box. And so now I'm scared of how much shipping's going to cost. And so I'm dealing. So I'll just put that all together in a big package. Because I still have another package I was supposed to mail to you before you went to Colorado. And that never happened. So.
Well, I can PayPal you some money if you do.
Oh, maybe I should just wait until Tales of Zestiria comes out and just throw it all in a box. I think that's a good plan, actually.
Oh, Carrie. Well, so that's what we will be playing. What have you played this week?
Okay, well, Drew and I did more Halo Master Chief Collection. We were playing ODST because he has never played ODST. And that'll be very important for Halo 5 because of Buck, who is one of the main characters in ODST. And there's one Halo book he has not read because it is about Buck and the ODST. So I told him not to read the book until he's played the game. So he and I are playing it together. And I have to say, this is the only way to play Halo ODST is with somebody else. Because the game, it's short, but I always found it to be hard. Because you're not Master Chief and you have to get health packs and there's a whole lot of big monkeys with hammers. And the more that he and I play it, the more I'm like, how did I do this by myself? I must have been a badass or something. But he and I played for 2.5 hours last week and we got through halfway through the game. So we're hoping that tonight, because tonight's Halo night, we're going to finish it. He's really enjoying it because it is the most unique Halo game out of all of them. And I like that about it. That is very different from any other Halo game. But now since I've read the book and everything, going back and playing it and seeing Buck's interactions with certain people has been kind of cool. So it'll be nice and fresh in my mind when Halo 5 releases in just a couple of weeks, believe it or not. And so I'm playing that. And then yesterday I played the Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection because I got this over a week ago. And I was supposed to review it, and then Transformers Devastation showed up, so I had to put it down because Transformers Devastation is new, whereas Uncharted, you know, is a remaster of older games. So I decided to play it yesterday, and then another review copy showed up, so I'm not reviewing Uncharted now. So my boss is. And I've never played the first game, and Uncharted 2 is my very first shooter. And I struggled with that game a lot. Like I kept trying to turn down the difficulty and turn it back up and blah, blah, blah. So I'm really looking forward to playing it now that I'm a little more experienced. So I'm playing the first Uncharted game and I played an hour and a half and realized that I had to go because I had to go work the book fair at school. And I was like, no, I want to keep playing. God, Uncharted is fun.
It's just
so much fun. And it's not that like the story is deep or anything. It's just, you know, the writing is funny and the gameplay is fun. They changed up the controls for the PS4 because you no longer shoot with L1 and R1. It's L2 and R2 like it should be, mainly because this controller is better than the PS3 controller. Of course, they really prettied this one up because the first Uncharted was an early PS3 game. And I mean, it looked great back then, but now it's like, oh, that looks a little rough. Kind of like what Gears of War did when I played the Ultimate Edition. And I was like, oh, this game always looked good. What's the big deal? And I fired up the Xbox 360. I was like, oh, turn it off.
With the Gears of War, I've gone to old videos just to see what it looked like. And it looked, because, oh,
it's,
man.
It's jagged. It's so bad. The best it's way I so can explain bad. Is that it looks jagged. And
well, they also added in new feet like special effects and features and
right and they added like, in like all the PC extra campaign missions from the PC mode. And anyway, so I really want to get back into Uncharted again. I really God, that game is so much fun, but I can't because another review showed up at my door, so gotta do that. And then of course, and then I did Transformers Devastation because I got a review copy of that. I was nervous about this because, you know, they didn't give review copies until the day it released, and that's usually not a good sign. The first hour and a half of the game, I was like, this is so much fun, it's so platinum, oh my god. And then and the rest of the game stayed that exact same hour and a half. I mean, I'm used to platinum games, like, on normal difficulty. I'm used to that kicking my ass and having to, like, beg for easy. Like, I'll take easy. I can't handle this. And, you know, you have, like, so many different moves you can buy because, like in Bayonetta, for example, there's, like, you know, 45 different moves, and you purchase them based on, like, your personal playing style. And same thing with Wonderful 101. And, you know, because the game gets more complicated and complex as it goes, you have to have more moves.
Right.
I tell you what, that first combo you learn in the very beginning, that is what I used to defeat the final boss. I bought those extra moves and I never used them because I never had to. Why? When all I had to do was dodge roll, which would, you know, slow down time, and then get up to them, I use time to get up to them, and square, 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 auto attack. Now they're juggled up in the air. Square, 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 auto attack. Oh, dodge roll. Square, 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 auto attack. That is what I did. I even have a video of me fighting one of the bosses near the end doing just that the entire time. I mean, the game is beautiful. It's probably some of the best cel-shaded technology I've ever seen in a video game. Of course, you know, you got the original voice actors and everything, but this was Platinum Games light. It's repeated in every way imaginable. You go through the exact same environments every single time. I'm like, is this the only spot in the city that the stuff happens? I mean, really?
It's the way the universe looks at it, yeah.
The bosses are the same. You fight the same bosses.
Well, that's...
Sometimes maybe they'll throw in two.
But, you know what this is starting to sound like?
Huh?
Lazy!
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think of is that this game was rushed. Because that's what this comes across as. Because like I said, you know, with typical Platinum games, like with Bayonetta, Vanquish, Wonderful 101, you have like all these combos you can buy. Do you want to know how many you can buy in this game? 7. And I didn't use any of them.
Wow. You know, well, when did they... I first heard about this thing like this E3 or last E3?
This E3. It was an unannounced game at E3. And when they brought it up, I was like, what? Really? And I was so excited. And then they said it's coming out this summer. I was like, what?
Really? What? Really?
It's really kind of quick for... Like, yeah. Maybe you guys have had this, you know, under wraps for years, but I don't think so.
I mean, even Bayonetta 2 had at least, like, a 2-year hype cycle for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is definitely a rush job.
Yeah, and, you know, and the fact that, you know, when they, I never wanted to believe in the conspiracy theory, but when they release a review copy on the day the game releases, they know.
Yeah.
They know it's not up to snuff. You know, it's like, you know, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5... Review copies didn't go out until the day it released, and that's a great game.
I didn't even realize that was a game that came out until I was shopping PSN. I was like, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5? What? I was like, when the fuck did this come out?
Yeah, because there was no hype build up for it. You know, because they just released it, and that was it, because they knew. Yeah. I mean, companies are smarter than people giving credit for it. They knew.
Sadness.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I mean, this, because everything that, you know, was set up for Transformers Devastation, I was ready for this to be action game of the year, because it had everything that it should have to be that. You have Platinum Games, who excels at the character action genre. You have amazing cell shading technology. You have great, you have all the voice acting of the original. You know, there was all these fun Transformers 1980s references. You know, you have all this greatness. But I beat the game in less than 6 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure on the harder difficulties that you won't be able to do that, but...
That'll take 7.
Right, and you may need to use some of those different combos or get really, really good at the time dodge rolls or whatever. But with Platinum Games, I struggle on normal. Like, I usually have to go down to easy, if not very easy. Like, I know the first Bayonetta, I dropped down to very easy. Like, fuck this noise, I can't do it. Because it was so hard. And Wonderful 101, I struggled. That was mainly because of the controls, I think. Yeah. But Bayonetta 2, I did that one on normal because I've gotten better at their thing. Vanquish had to go down to easy. Oh my god, Vanquish killed me on normal. But like, but Bayonetta 2, I was able to do that normal, but I died a lot, and I really had to practice at the moves and really get stuff down. And this one, I never felt stressed, never got the sweaty palms, never, you know. And it shouldn't be that way. I talked about it on Twitter, and of course immediately got, well, do you want every game to be cookie cutter? I'm like, well, no, I would love platinum games to not do a typical platinum games game. I would love that. But when they set it up that it is, like, you know, they got the classic, the platinum games dodge roll slows down time. You have the ratings at the end. You have the, you know, repurchase combos and all these things that are so platinum games, and then it just never expands upon it like it normally does. That's platinum games light, or as I called it, a watered down platinum games game. Yeah. So I wish I could loan you my copy, but it's digital.
Oh, they do have loaning. It's on the store somewhere.
Oh, that's right. So I still could loan it to you if you want to play it.
I'd rather play Shadows of Mordor first.
Well, I'm not saying play it like right now, but you know.
Oh yeah, I'd like to play it at some point. Yeah, I mean, I know what I'm getting into now, so I know that it, but I would like, you know, I've watched,
it's pretty, it's beautiful
streams, and the voice actor came, you know, Optimus comes on, he starts talking, you're like, I feel like a kid again. Mm-hmm. You see all the 80 cell, like, it looks just like your childhood. I feel like I should have a bowl of Lucky Charms while I play, but, you know, actually a Tupperware bowl of Lucky Charms, because that's how you watch Transformers.
And I did do a video on my review that had, like, some of the funny, like, 1980s references. And I was like, you know, Bumblebee's talking to Optimus Prime. And he's like, well, we just can't give up, Optimus. And Optimus whips around. He goes, giving up was never an option, Bumblebee. And then it goes to black, and it has the dun 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 dun, where it has like the Decepticon sign. And it flips around to the Autobot.
Oh god. See, and that's the stuff that I play for. But yeah.
I mean, because you know, you had Frank Welker back as Megatron and Soundwave, and you know. Because no one does Soundwave like Megatron. And the guy that they got to do Starscream sounds like they dug up the original voice actor out of the grave and brought him back to life, because he fits that. I mean, the voice acting is fucking amazing. Like I said, this game had everything set. The carpet was laid for this to be the action game of the year.
And they dropped the ball.
Yeah, they just... It had to be rushed. It had to. There's no other explanation for this. Because yeah. This is not... Platinum game, to me, even though I didn't really like Wonderful 101, that was a sound job. They did everything well, and they expanded upon it, and they, you know, created their typical really great game. This one just... Nope.
Sadness.
It is. So, anyway, that's what I've been doing.
Nice. See, play some more City Skylines. Getting better. I'm on my fourth city now, because I keep
bankrupting or getting fired.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I usually run out of money, because I'm like, I need to do this because my last city, this happened, and I need to take care of that right away. And no, you don't need to take care of that. Yeah, anyway. So yeah, also did some more Elite Dangerous. Did a lot. Oh, no, not really a lot. Did about 2 or 3 hours of it. I stopped mining for a little bit and just was like running little missions back and forth and working on factions. So there's that. And then a streamer brought it up because he's playing a bunch of like murder, bloody horror games for October. And he brought up Doom Brutal, the Brutal Edition, the Brutal mod. Now I can't even remember what the fuck. It's Brutal something. Brutal Doom. And I remember I've been watching that mod for like 2 years now, because it's like, really? They're taking Doom and they're going to just, and they make it gory as shit. And it's like, okay, that's cool. So I've been watching videos for that and been kind of following along. And apparently like it's an official kind of like release now. So it's like version 0.20 or whatever. So downloaded that. You have to get a third party installer, so that way it runs the mod on top of the Doom So like you can play Doom 1, Doom 2, and Final Doom. You can play those three games with this mod on it. And the mod is fantastic. It adds in controller support. It adds in mouse. So like now you can actually look up and down. Adds in OpenGL support, or OpenGL support does software rendering. Although I don't like the way software rendering works, because once you get to the higher resolutions, the software itself can't handle like all the smoke and shit that's going on. So it kind of starts getting really laggy. So I've been using the OpenGL. Adds in network support, so you can actually do some team games or some death matches. There's a lot of shit this mod adds in, but the best part about it is the amount of gore that comes in. You can I've taken a shotgun and shot in some of the demons, and like you'll see them and they get this nice hole in their gut, and then they fall down to their knees and they hold their gut and they kind of like do this wincing thing and then they die. I was like, okay, that's hilarious. I love that. The enemies also will now fight each other. So like if one enemy gets shot in the back, it'll turn around and start fighting the guy that shot him. It's hilarious. They've added in all these new animations. So like you can shoot off arms, you can shoot monsters in the head and parts that are head will go flying off. You can actually like decapitate them with your weapon, just shoot off every limb and just leave this little bloody corpse of mess behind. And I didn't realize just how much more fun that made. I mean, I love Doom. Doom is a childhood favorite of mine, because it was like the very first game that I ever played, other than Wolfenstein. I mean, there were times when I was in school that, you could get into the computer lab, and if you were nice, somebody would let you play during like study hall hour or something. So, man, it's so good. And it's so violent. Fucking blood everywhere. Shit drips from the ceiling. Freaking entrails all over. The only problem that I have noticed, and I think it has to do because I'm using the OpenGL as opposed to the software rendering, is that if you get up on a ledge and there's an enemy down below you, they look like a piece of paper. Like, they'll come at you, you can see them, and then they'll turn, and all of a sudden you're like, I don't see you anymore, dude. You're just,
wow.
You're not even there. And then they'll turn again, and it's like, right, because back in the day, there was no three-dimensional depth. It was just like, here's what you get coming at you. Remember how if you killed them, all their bodies would always just kind of like, they always had that one direction. It always, no matter where you looked at the enemy from, that was their dead pose, and that was the way that they were going to look. And you could, and it still does that. You still walk around, like the corpse just spins around with you. It's just, now you get a little bit more of it. But that's about the only weirdness that I've found. And I've only noticed a slowdown and it's on high resolution. So like if you're playing at 1080p, you're using the software rendering, because that's the only way you can get software or a resolution that high. I think I'm playing at like 1120 something by 7. I forget. I was just like, here's the highest I can go. We'll go with that. The OpenGL, the hardware rendering, definitely. The game runs smooth and it's the other thing that they added in is they have a classic and a modern. So the classic is you get all the same weapons that you're used to, right? Like the BFG, the shotgun, the chainsaw, and all that. If you go modern, now you get like two assault rifles, so you can walk around with two assault rifles. They added in a flamethrower, some like dual rocket launch, like the demons that have the rocket packs up on their shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of got those, except for they look all alien-y and stuff. You can carry two of the fusion ball guns or a single one. They added in a second, like an automatic, a pump shotgun, the double barrel shotgun. The pistol's changed up, but I'd never use it. And then they add in, so you can run around with two fists, and you can get like the demons every once in a while would drop like a little cliff, and I forget what it's called, but you essentially go into badass mode. And when you do that, every once in a while, you'll notice that you're punching away and all suddenly it will zoom out and it'll show your dude. Like, I've picked a demon up over my head, ripped him in half. I've shoved him down to the ground and curb stomped him. And I've done another one where you just basically like punch them and they just blow up. So you have like these execution moves that just will, you know, that just happen. It is so much fun. Like, it is so much fun. I haven't had this much fun in Doom in a while. And it just, even
since the first time you played Doom.
Oh no, I've played Doom a lot. I played Doom.
No, I said since the first time.
Oh yeah, since the first time.
Since the first time.
Oh yeah, it just, the controller support for it is really nice. You can use a mouse if you want. I've just been using a controller because I'm just trying to be like, I need to get better at using a controller with shooters, even though I've played a lot of Destiny, but I'm still like, I just need to figure that out. You know, that part's really nice. They have all these configuration options that you can turn on and off just to kind of tweak it and make it harder. They added in 3 or 4 new difficulty levels, and they're fucking, they are like, you get past the, you get past the hardest one that used to be there, which is like ultimate or whatever it was. But then they got one where like the enemies are 50% stronger. And then you have one where they're like 75% stronger. And then there's another one. And then there's like realistic mode, which there's fewer enemies, but it's like you take 2 shots and you're dead. So that's, and there is no respawning. So I was just like, yeah, I'm noping the fuck out of that mode. So, and it's, it really, while playing this, it amazes me at how much I still remember about the game. I'm like, oh yeah, there's a secret over here, and I'll go find the secret. And it'll be like, oh yeah, that's right, I gotta do this, and then go over here and get that secret. So just, I don't know if it's because I've played it so much in my early days, or I don't even know why. And I even still know all the cheat codes.
I was about to ask if the ID code still worked.
Yes, the IDDQD, IDKFA, no clip, all work.
That might be the only way I'd play Doom again. Type those all in. All right, let's go.
They only work up to a specific, like they only work to a specific point. And then you have to, there's some tweaks that you have to
then
do.
You need skill.
Yeah, then you have to start.
Crap.
But
oh, no. See, the way I always play Doom 2 is that I've typed in like the god code and then the unlimited, the open the ammo. Get the grenade launcher, and I would just shoot that at close range.
Just blow everything up.
Yes.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, there's been times where I'll be in a hallway, there's a key switch, and then a mob will come at me, and I just mow it all down, and I can't see the key switch anymore because it's all behind a wall of blood. It is hilarious. It's just, I just keep playing it. Like yesterday, I was taking a break from working on Windows, so I was having lunch. I was like, all right, let's just a half hour. And a half hour turned into an hour. And I was like, Chris, you gotta stop. You gotta stop playing. So I mean, it's tiny. I think the mod itself is the same size as the freaking game. It was like a 30 meg mod, and then I mean I had the other stuff on. And it does work with your Steam stuff. So if you've got it in Steam, you just get this third party launcher and then load up the WAD files and away you go. Start playing. It's a good time.
Cool.
Good time. But that's it. So Carrie, take us to our bloody home.
Oh, gross. Let's take us home, okay? We're less creepy. All right. You can leave us a comment on this post if you have any questions or is anything you'd like us to talk about. You can email us at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com with any questions you'd like us to answer or comments. You can follow us on Twitter. Chris is at Starvin. I am at Crunchy Chocobo, and the site is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, I will, if you look on the handy dandy strategyguidereviews.com, we do have a link to the team that you can donate there. You can donate to me, you can donate to Chris, you can donate to Jen, you can donate to Ross. Poor Ross, he doesn't have anything, so give him $5. And of course, we ask that you keep on reading SGR. By the time this goes up, there should be 2 comic reviews that are up because the brand new Assassin's Creed comic just released on Wednesday, today, the day recording today. We'll have that, and then, gosh, strategy guide season starts next week. It'll be madness. It'll be awesome. It'll be great.
I hope Prima gets us that guide quickly. So on it.
I have faith. I've been talking to them. I have faith.
Great.
I hope. Fingers crossed.
And on that brilliant piece of happy news, we're out! Peace.